News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And Sean Defoe is with us, our political correspondent, to look at the fallout of yesterday's confidence stroke, no confidence debate that was held in the Dáil. Let's start with the casualties, that being Michael Healy-Rae and the support of his brother, Danny Healy-Rae. Sean, it would have been a brave politician, I would have thought, whose constituency is rural Ireland and whose business is Plantire, who decided he was going to vote yes in that motion yesterday.
Yeah, and that was something Michael Healy-Rae said last night, that were he to not be a TD in the morning when the people of Kerry to vote him out, he would be up on a digger himself. And that was something he had done all his life and sort of his what he considers his main occupation, I guess, even ahead of being a TD. That said, look, Michael Healy-Rae's resignation did come as a surprise yesterday. We had said Danny Healy-Rae was wobbly, and that was fairly well known. And there was a lot of pressure put on Michael yesterday to basically get his brother to vote in line, particularly given that Michael Healy-Rae had been in the room over the weekend negotiating this €500 million package of supports that was then voted through last night. And I spoke to a minister who was in those talks with Michael Healy-Rae over the weekend and asked, did you see it coming? And they said, absolutely not. They thought he was in, they thought his support was there, and it seemed to go down to the 11th hour. And while Michael Healy-Rae denies this, there is a very strong suspicion around Leinster House that once Danny Healy-Rae had decided he was no longer going to back the government, that basically Michael couldn't have a split in the Healy-Rae empire, if you like, where one was in government and one was out of government, and electorally that would have been disastrous for them in Kerry. Now, he says that wasn't it. He was listening to people over the last few days, and even while he was in those talks, and how they were struggling and seeing grown men crying at the protests was something that eventually changed his mind. But he did seem in a very downbeat mood yesterday about the whole thing. Even when he came out to speak to some of us after being in with Taoiseach Micheál Martin, it looked as though he'd been crying. Certainly he was very emotional about it. And the end of his ministerial career, what was seen by many as the pinnacle of his career in the Dáil after less than 18 months.
Now, we spoke about this yesterday, the effect that often confidence motions can have in drawing a line at the end of a crisis. Is that what has now happened? Do the government begin to move on and be seen to do a lot of listening in the coming weeks?
Yes and no. And we had said how these motions often fail, in fact, almost always fail. And yesterday's did fail. 14 votes it lost by, but it succeeded for Sinn Féin in that it chipped away at that government majority and got rid of two TDs, made the government look bad, and also reduced their majority to 5. So yes, in terms of the immediate political crisis and scandal for the government, draws an element of a line under it, and straight away the Dáil went on to passing those resolutions you're going to be talking about later in the show to reduce the price of petrol and diesel by 10 cents. But there is now questions about, well, how does this government limp on? There are 3.5 years left in this term. You would have to think on the law of averages that you're going to lose more ministers to various different issues or more members of that government, and an open question mark about whether it lasts the term. There's now the question of who does Micheál Martin promote as a junior minister? Does he reach for another independent, even though the independents left didn't negotiate this ministerial seat technically? It was done separately by the Healy-Rae's. Does he try to shore up someone like maybe a Gillian Toole figure who could be seen as a little bit wobbly in the future, or maybe someone from his own backbench who has been unhappy with his government in the meantime? And I've been speaking to ministers and sort of canvassing opinion. How bad is this for the government? All of them, no doubt, the last week has been really damaging for the government, for Micheál Martin, for Jim O'Callaghan as well, who was criticised yesterday for not mentioning his army comments at all in his Dáil speech. But look, they have the numbers for now. They are limping on, but there is a hole under the waterline.
Sean, thank you very much. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent. And
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.